The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, when I was in school, I was in choir and I quit because I cared so much about what other people thought of me. Mm. Oh, good morning. It's Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I can't believe that because now you know how hard I try at singing. Yeah. I'm going to leave the door open. Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been doing this for a minute.
Glorious radio bit, but come to find out that you've been a songbird deep down since
Anthony,
young
since
ages.
I was
songbird,
little.
Huh?
Yeah.
I used to sing by myself.
Or like a song crow.
I'm about to hit you with this towel. That is so rude and mean.
Song crow.
I remember standing up and we had to sing in front of the choir teacher and he laughed.
Oh my God.
To your face?
To my face.
Elementary school?
In front of everybody. In front of every junior high. Well, I don't think he wanted to because he said, I'm so sorry, Dana. That was great. But I remember it.
I think maybe he was laughing because he was like, what is a person like this so gifted, blessed to be in my class with?
Exactly.
That's what I think he was laughing at.
Roll it again. I'm going to leave the door open, girl.
He was like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, this is like the first time somebody heard Jesus.
When the crows cry.
I know that we shouldn't care what other people
you shouldn't.
Think, but and everybody has
yes,
that moment.
We have. I've succumbed to peer pressure myself, Dana Cortez. When I was a young lad, about 8 years old, I know I wasn't in fifth grade because the fifth graders made fun of me.
No,
we were at
Anthony.
Summer rec camp, and we went to the pool that day. I had got these brand new Power Ranger swimming trunks, which I had bothered my mom for months about.
Big time.
Well, they
Big
got the
time.
Brand on them. It cost more money.
And I forgot them. You know? And then so at the end of the recreation day, one of the leaders gets in front and goes, hey, whose Power Ranger swimming trunks are these? And held them up in the grocery bag that my mom made me take. Because, you know, that's how we do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then I had to walk
over. No duffel bags here.
I had to walk over there and go get those. And they're like, oh, look, here comes a Pink Ranger. Oh. And it was just roasting me. And I never wore them again. And I've never really kind of got into Power Rangers after that. And
well, I'm pretty much not a musician because I worried so much about what kids thought about me. So first of all, my grandma used to sit with me at the piano and we would go through the metronome, different keys and singing and doing all that. So by the time I got older, I had an understanding of music. So when I moved to New Mexico, my band teacher was like, I really, really want you to be in band. And I was like, nah, there's no
Why?
Way.
Why? Did you want to?
I couldn't be a white kid and be in band. There's just no, it was like, I had to be an athlete. I had to be.
Why couldn't you be a white kid and in band?
Because I went to all Mexican schools. So all those white kids that were in band, they got picked on a lot. Yeah. It helped that I was in sports.
You should have joined one of those bandas or something, dog.
You should have. You should have learned to play the accordion.
I'm starting to know why you're so mean when it comes to Dana Cortez's singing career.
Yeah.
Because you never got the band career
you wanted.
I never got
me.
It. I gave up
you're
on myself.
Jealous. You're jealous of my singing.
I was too worried about what people thought. I should have been like Dana and just been horrible and not care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do and don't give a damn what anyone thinks about it. National Day, Anthony
All right,
A.
Let's go to start with National Make Your Dogs Day. This is celebrating the dogs, the best friends in our life. And let's go to wrap it up on International Cap Locks Day.
Hey, the person who types or texts or emails in all caps doesn't necessarily mean that they're being angry. Sometimes you're just trying to make a point.
If I am in all caps, I am literally screaming at you.
Dana's trying to justify it for herself.
I'm that person. I'm the person.
Yep. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have a group of extraordinary listeners. I did not realize that they were this extraordinary. Take a listen.
My father arrested the Unabomber. So anyway, love to play.
Wait, and then she asked to play Who's Lying? Like she didn't just say that. Repeat what you just said. Repeat what you just said.
My father arrested the Unabomber.
The Unabomber? Whoa. Your dad caught the Unabomber? I have so many questions. But this did make me think about some extraordinary things that happened in my life. You know that my mom's neighbor actually went to the NFL. I honestly didn't think this was a really big deal until we just Googled the amount of players that go into professional football is 0.023.
That's professional sports, not professional football.
Oh, so just professional sports in general. So when kids come up to me and they're like, I'm going to be a basketball player, I'm always like, what's plan B? That's why I asked you, what's plan B?
Little dream crusher.
No,
you know what? I should have never equipped you with that. Equipped you with that fact. I can't even pronounce
it. It's true, though.
I should have stayed in school. I should have had a plan B.
That's right. No, he was just Charlie to us. He grew up in the barrio that my grandma lived in, my mom, everybody. And he was just this poor kid. He didn't know his dad, and his mom wasn't the best person, so he would come eat at my grandma's house. She would make him burritos, little tacos, you know, homemade, and he grew up and went to the NFL. I thought it was just a normal thing.
I think that's the plot for Blindside.
No, it's not. But I'll tell you what.
Are you?
No, it's not the plot.
Are you Julia Roberts in this scenario? No.
And guess who he played for? First draft pick for the Vikings.
Hey, there it is, dude.
And he's long gone now, though. Charles West. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's not dead.
No, he's not dead. Oh, my God. He doesn't play for the Vikings anymore. I know, RIP him.
Why put some respect on Charlie's
name. I mean, he hasn't played for the Vikings in like 30 years.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're taking away my story. Everybody's like, Pavre, he's dead. I just thought of what an extraordinary
that's a great feat
person it is to know in sports.
My father, he grew up boxing, and he was a professional fighter for a long time. And he actually got to go to the Junior Olympics and train with Mike Tyson.
Oh, dang.
So that's wild, the first time I started hearing tales of Mike Tyson. He would tell me that Mike Tyson, it sounded like a bat at a batting cage whenever he was practicing and sparring.
That's how hard he hit.
So, yeah. So my dad was in the Junior Olympics with Mike Tyson, and that was always really cool to me.
I feel like we're doing a little game of top this, so let me top that, okay?
What automatic?
When I was in Little League, Leatherface was at my Little League game.
Leatherface?
From the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
His kid played on another team, and we play against him all the time. And he was
Leatherface had a son.
Yeah, Leatherface had a son.
That is history. Leatherface in full costume going to the.
He wouldn't go in full costume, but everybody knew he was Leatherface. Okay. He's a big man. So his son is pitching, and this guy James, who was like the most overgrown 12-year-old you've ever seen, he was almost as big as Leatherface.
Gets
a line drive right into his. Leatherface's son's.
It
picked him up off the ground. He was on the pitcher's mound screaming and yelling. And then his dad, Leatherface, comes running out onto the field. And then he picks him up and flips him over. And he just starts sana-sana-ing his...
He's massaging him down there?
Oh, yes. My God.
In front of everyone.
I'm still waiting for somebody to grab a chainsaw here.
Sana, colita de rana, in front of everybody down there.
Oh, I was at second base. I just about died.
Nobody forgot that, I bet.
I remember from my 10-year-old year like I was yesterday.
Can you top the Unabomber? That's what I'm asking our listeners. Who's got a better, bigger story than that? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text right now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You ever get home after buying chips at the grocery store and think, why is there more air in here than chips?
Well, all the time.
Our complaining has turned things around. Let's talk about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. And I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Kind of shocking that people are already shopping for their holidays now. A NerdWallet survey says that Americans are spending $925 on average for gifts for family and friends. Last year was $831, so we're spending more money this year. Who are the people already shopping? Because it ain't me, honey.
Who's spending $925 on gifts? That's what I want to know. That's a lot of money.
That's how much I spend on myself every year for Christmas. Because I like to buy somebody something. One for you, one for me.
I've gotten to the point of my Christmas shopping where I'm starting to think about what is going to be a good gift for certain people. So
really,
I'm thinking
Anthony?
About it. Next step is going to be, you know, actually going out there and doing it.
Can you teach Automatic how to do that? Anthony A, please.
You know what I'm into? I'm into the white elephant because it's usually $25 and below, and that's my kind of Christmas.
Yeah. It is. This is my husband. Elephant, for real, dog. It is. Food News DJ Automatic.
We've done it, people. We have shamed Tostitos and Ruffles into adding more chips to the bag.
Let's go.
Shrinkflation is over when it comes to those chips.
Mm.
You know, it's interesting. I never stopped buying the Tostitos. Don't call me Latinx either.
Tostitos are the Latinx tips of tortilla chips.
They really are.
They're the Taco Bell of tortilla chips.
They're the white people taco nights. But they taste so good. They're light and airy. And I do love the ones from like the mercados that they make there and homemade, but they're so greasy.
You get a full bag and you get 1,000 calories and 4 chips.
Oh my God, that reminded me. 4 chips is 1 whole tortilla.
Think about that every time you have you're sitting there with that bag of chips.
Your guacamole or chile con queso. I eat like 20 tortillas at a sitting at a Mexican restaurant.
Didn't know you guys were going to put your carb cops hats on. I almost had it.
It's okay.
We're not
Anthony.
Here to count carbs
it's
today,
holidays.
Guys.
We already said the dietary restrictions are out the window. National Day, Anthony.
On that note, how about National Nut Day? Hey, that's healthy. No, anybody?
I love me some nuts.
Nope.
That didn't sound right.
Automatic.
I prefer my nuts in a Snickers bar, if you ask me. And it's going to go right along next to National Make a Dog's Day, celebrating man's best friend. Shout out to everybody's pups in her lives.
And I love our dogs so much. We have two huskies, Arrows and Princess Aphrodite. We call her Didi for short. They're both extra healthy, as the doctor has told us. I just don't think that I would ever take them out to bother other people. They're very hairy. They don't stink, though. And because I bought the huskies, I told Automatic they have the least smell of any dog. When you have your dogs around, you get used to that stink, and it's just not good.
Ew.
Dana, you are kind of a dog elitist a little bit there.
That's fine. I don't want your dog at a grocery store. I was there recently. No. And somebody's dog peed on the floor, and we had to, everybody had
what
to go around it.
What effect did that have on your life?
You had to
walk around it?
What if I would have fallen?
Whoa, God.
What if you fall?
Then we'd be rich.
As a matter of fact, bring your dog. I'll walk behind it at the grocery store.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Former member of One Direction, Liam Payne, jumped to his death last week, and now we do have the results of his toxicology report. Let's discuss this, but first, Anthony, a famous people's birthdays.
The great Jeff Goldblum celebrating his birthday. We got Baby Keem, Shaggy, 21 Savage, and Roddy Ricch.
All right, this is a very serious conversation we're going to have. Liam Payne, he used to be in the band One Direction with Harry Styles and everybody, you know, he jumped to his death last week. According to the toxicology report and autopsy, he did have what is called pink cocaine in his system. It's a cocktail of meth, ketamine, speed, and it causes people to act very erratic.
Hallucinate.
Now, he'd been open before about his addiction. His girlfriend had left him a couple of years ago, or almost 2 years, and he continued to contact her. She was forced to get a restraining order. The girlfriend's name is Maya Henry, and she just said she just couldn't handle it anymore, and she had to let him go. Couldn't help him. It kind of reminded me of Mac Miller and Ariana Grande. Remember how much she tried to help him and then she felt guilty because she broke it off. And then, of course, when he overdosed. There just comes a point in time, though, and I know this is very difficult, that you have to know when to let somebody go.
So he had a girl with him there in Argentina that had left early because she said she couldn't take the drugs and partying anymore. She had to go back home.
He was up for days, Anthony. Like, he was up for days and days.
And it's sad because you just wish people would understand that people do love you.
And then he had been dropped by his label that week also. He had a lot of things go wrong in 1 week.
Drugs is never the answer either. Drugs exasperates the feelings of depression. It exasperates the problem. I can tell you now that it was a problem in my family. We had a lot of people in my family who were addicts, and including my uncle who helped raise me. And I wrote him a letter one time, a handwritten letter, like, hey, don't you want to stop this? Are you tired of this? And he wrote me back and he said he loved me very much, but that there was really nothing I could do and to not really worry about it. And he loved me enough to tell me to stay away. I remember feeling somewhat relieved because he said no, and this is what
I mean,
is.
He knows the only person who can fix him is him.
Yep. All you can do is pray and you know, send your positive vibes, really, as corny as that sounds, but that's all
no,
you can do.
No, it's not corny. And anybody who's going through this, there is help. There are people who love you. You have to take the first step, though. And for anybody who has a family member, a loved one, somebody in their lives, a child even, who's an addict, I wish that you could force your person into rehab. I wish that there was a way to do that. There used to be. And it calls all those hospitals
down. For clarification, I don't think it's corny to send love and positivity
to a person.
I just think it's corny that I said positive vibes. I turned this into like a basic girl conversation. That was horrible. My bad, guys. You're getting deep and sentimental.
I
sound like a TikTok trend. That was horrible.
If you ever need someone to talk to as well, you can always hit us up. 877-730-DCS1.
Hey, for sure.
I love you, but I hate you, Automatic.
We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I sent an email off with a swear word, and I didn't realize it until later, and now no one has answered my email.
Damn.
So I don't know what to do. Have you ever written an email, and then you think, you know what? Right before it goes off, you have that little option to undo it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that happened to me last week. I emailed a very important person, okay, when it comes to the show, and I had asked her a question. She responded, and I kind of skimmed her email. I was resending a question. I thought, wait a minute, undo.
I knew this story was in trouble the moment you said skimmed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I undid it, though, and I went through and I thought, thank God I didn't ask what I was going to ask, because she had been very thorough, answered everything I asked along with an attachment. So I saved that, right? I saved myself the embarrassment. This time, I asked about how many shots this person had with a client, how many times to meet, blah, blah, blah. And
wait, hold on. What do you mean? How many shots? How many?
Like, how many opportunities do you have to meet with this person?
Okay.
Like, how much shots?
Should have used that word.
Well, that's, said, good, that's what you should have used.
I probably should have. And so instead of shots, it said
oh, no.
And the person hasn't answered me. The salesperson well, hasn't answered me.
They probably think you called them a
They probably think you want to meet in the bathroom stall.
Or they probably think that I don't like the client or that I don't like salespeople or that I'm a freaking rude idiot. One or the other.
You're overthinking it. It's never too personal, even though that is very unprofessional right there. But
that's
unprofessional.
They're probably going to be like, forget you. I don't even want you to meet my client anymore.
That's an honest typo. You could just flush it away. I actually was introducing my other friend the other day and I was so confident that I remembered her name correctly. And it's a Alika, and I was running around saying, hey, y'all should meet my friend Akila.
No!
Dude, until
dyslexia got you.
That's what I blamed it on. I blamed it on dyslexia.
What?
I blamed
but
it
in
on
reality,
dyslexia.
It wasn't that good a friend. And then you're like, this is my friend. I don't know her name.
Dude, and then she did it so nice and backhanded. She was like, Anthony, what is my name? And I was like, ah, and I knew I was
you
in trouble.
You knew you messed
I knew
up.
I was in trouble right there, dude. I knew that was my shit moment.
At least you got an immediate response. I'm still waiting.
You just gotta call everybody man like me. What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Dude,
I call everybody man because I intentionally don't say people's names because over the course of being a DJ, you know how many security guards I've met, how many bartenders I've met, how many different salespeople from radio stations I've worked with,
it's
people.
It's not everyone's man. It's not a binary situation.
No.
Everybody's
a man.
What's
up, man? Ladies man.
Everybody's a man.
He calls lady.
What's up, man? Instead of saying bud, because I feel like bud is kind of annoying.
Bud is so derogatory. If you call somebody bud,
no.
Do you think I should email the salesperson with an apology or start a new thread?
I don't think anybody really gives a
I care.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When I was little, I was in choir and I loved it so much. And I remember that each of us had to get up and sing.
Do your solo.
We had to sing like in a certain key. I don't remember what key it was, but I did it. And then the teacher looked at me and just laughed.
Damn.
In front of everybody.
Like I wonder
you
why.
Are right now, automatic. Like you are right now.
Locked
okay,
in
whatever.
Here,
look, and you know what the craziest thing about it is? I remember that he felt so bad. Oh, I mean, not hurt, as bad as I did.
He hurt your feelings, huh?
He hurt my feelings, and he knew that he had. And other kids were giggling and stuff, and he's like, dude, that was so good.
Oh, then he had to lie to
that
you.
That wasn't true. Oh. It wasn't that good. I feel bad because he felt bad. He pulled me aside. He's like, you know, you just got to keep working at it. Like my vocal coach
It doesn't
does
take
today.
Back the laugh that you did to me.
It doesn't. It
just scarred you for the rest of your life.
Also, just the other kids making fun of me. I was already the kid that everybody made fun of. That was just one thing. And I'm in choir. Come on. The choir kids are making fun of me.
Sometimes it's getting tough. Sometimes it's tough to censor yourself around children, though.
It is.
I was hanging out with my friend Austin, and we were at his son's baseball banquet, right?
Yeah,
homies out there, yo, good way to meet chicks. All right, good
all
way to meet a lot of single moms over there,
what's
right?
Up?
So I was over there hanging out. This kid runs up on us, and I said, hey, yo, back up, you smell like dirt.
Oh.
And apparently, that's not something to tell somebody in the middle of a banquet hall, but the kid smelled like dirt. What is I supposed to do?
Anthony, that he means got, everybody around
yes,
him.
Yes.
Now he's the kid that smells like dirt
yeah,
to
he's
all
the
dirty
kids.
Kid. Yes, they started calling him Dirty Sanchez. I was like, oh, God.
That had a couple meanings to it.
I was going
to
say,
like, okay,
now he's got to live with that. And we all know that.
Yeah. I'm so embarrassed to even say this, but I had an incident where I threw a food at a kid.
What?
Automatic, I know exactly.
Dog.
Our daughter and her friend.
So we went to Chipotle, all of us together, and they were just on one. They were just acting like little brats. And I got them food, and I was starving, and we were going into the house. And they ended up dropping the bag of Chipotle.
Oh.
And it went all over, went everywhere. And then they stood there and laughed about it and didn't pick it up. So when I got to the Chipotle, I flung it at them.
Who paid, both for, of them. Who paid for the Chipotle?
I did.
You can fling Chipotle then,
no,
my
you
guy.
Cannot.
Yes, you can.
What I learned is you can't throw food at other people's kids, though. She's forgiven me. I think so. This weekend she
that
said hi to me.
3 years ago. It was the first time she said hi this past weekend.
She ain't been able to look at guac since.
Catch this and everything we do on the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.